Welcome to our year of active faith. This is the Jimmy Macharia podcast, and we are glad you have tuned in today. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This year, God wants you to activate your faith, build your spiritual life, and have meaning in all areas of your life. Enjoy this episode as we dig deep into faith.
Are you ready to pray for your nation?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you lift up your hand and say, Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
we bring Kenya before your presence.
We bring Kenya before your presence
and its leaders. That you will help us and that you will have mercy on us. As we clap our hands, Lord,
we
pray for our nation.
We pray
that you will have mercy on our nation. Have mercy on our leaders. Lord, give our kings understanding.
In the name of Jesus.
Enlarge our nation
financially,
spiritually.
Spiritually,
economically,
in the name of Jesus.
Father, we pray for our nation.
Build our nation.
Help our nation.
Help our nation.
Heal our land.
Build our land, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Give
our kings understanding. Let them not grapple in darkness. In the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let there be light in our leadership. Save our land, save our nation, save our land, Lord,
save
our leadership,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our president, we pray for his cabinet,
we pray
for all our members of parliament, we pray for our senators and our governors.
Yes, Lord,
that Lord, you will have mercy on them
in the name of Jesus.
Give them light,
give them light,
give them understanding in the name of Jesus. As matters concerning economy,
help them, Lord.
As matters concerning governance,
help
them, Lord. Together with the entire nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our nation. We pray for our nation. Help us, Lord.
Help
our businesses. Help our land and our motherland, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your hand and say, we bind every demon.
We bind every demon
that wants to destroy this nation.
That wants to destroy this
right
nation.
Now, as we clap our hands,
as we, clap our
we
hands,
bind every demon,
we bind every demon
planning for the destruction of this nation.
This nation.
In the name,
in
of,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
For the destruction of our businesses. For the destruction of our economy.
Yes, yes.
For the destruction of our peace.
Yes, Lord.
Our prosperity.
Yes, Lord.
In the name that is above every other name. Father, we rise to pray for our nation. We bind demons that are working day and night to destroy our nation. We bind demons. In the Dakusha Lama, pray for your country. Pray for your country. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
The next prayer is we are praying for the we are thanking God that our building is complete.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray for the building?
Say, oh, yes.
I want you to think, what is it that you want to see complete? Say, Lord, I thank you for the tiles.
Amen.
I thank you for the sound.
Amen.
I thank you for the paint.
Amen.
Anything that you want to see in this building,
yes,
thank God for it. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Lift up your hand, say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
We thank you.
We thank you
for the completion of our building. As we clap
building.
Our hands, we want to say thank you. Thank you because this building
thank
is complete.
Thank you for the
all the resources are available.
Thank you.
Thank you for the completion of our building. This year, Lord, I thank you because we have completed our headquarters. Thank you because we have our tiles. Thank you because we have our sound. We have everything, Lord. We have our lights. We have all things. All things are complete. All things are finished. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have everything that we need. The completion of this building is done. Thank you, Father. It is coming to a cataclysmic conclusion. We have our lift. We have our tiles. We have our lights. We have everything done. We have everything complete. We have a proper sanctuary. We have our lights, everything. We thank you. We bless you. And we decree it is done. And everybody say the amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Stretch your hands towards this road. Say, we have tarmac.
We have tarmac.
The road is complete as well.
The road is complete.
We channel our all resources to complete and to give us a tarmac road.
We prophesy
a tarmac road.
A tarmac road.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus.
And everybody shouted aloud, amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Luke chapter 4. I want to speak to us this morning briefly on what next. The title of my message is What Next. After you have fasted, after you have prayed, what next? Amen. Luke chapter 4 from verse number 1. What next is the title of my message. The Bible says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Into the wilderness. Being tempted 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing, he was fasting. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. He was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But Jesus answered him and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, If you will worship me or before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple and say to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. Now, I want you to notice the devil is also quoting scripture. All right? And he said, he shall keep his angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. I think that's Psalms chapter 91 or 90. And Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Amen. I want to talk to us this morning briefly on what next after fasting. I want you to know that when you fast, it doesn't mean that the devil goes on vacation. The devil doesn't go on holiday. He is watching you and he is waiting for you. So demons are always seeking to influence you, especially after fasting. Demons are seeking to influence you, especially after fasting. Jesus has fasted for 40 days and he has fasted for 40 nights. And immediately he comes from his fast, the devil appears to him. Not his mother, not his brother, not his uncle, Jesus. After he has finished praying and fasting, the devil appears to him. Brothers and sisters, the most dangerous time is after prayer and fasting, because the devil will surely show up. And the devil is showing up to try and influence you so that you will not gain much from your fast and from your prayer. But this morning, I bind that devil in the name of Jesus. Now, a lot of people have an image of how Satan showed up to Jesus. Many of us think that Satan came with horns, black looking, with a fork. You know that huge fork? Eh? With a tail. And he was telling Jesus, "Jesus, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." No, that is not even how Satan will come in your life. Satan comes in the power of suggestions. Satan uses the power of suggestion. I want you to look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, don't underestimate the power of suggestion. Satan comes dressed in a suit and smelling good, wearing Pierre Cardin shoes, looking hot like hot can ever be. He doesn't come with the Jesus. Wait, watch out, man. Satan comes looking good and he uses the power of suggestion. So in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every, I can't hear you, every, I can't hear you, every thought. Don't underestimate the power of a thought. Satan uses thoughts. Demons are thoughts. And that is how Satan attacks us. You see, you can have a thought, nobody loves me. That's a demon. You can have a thought, nobody cares about me. It's a demon. And it's a thought. And he's suggesting things to you so that he can defeat you. So Satan's entry into our lives is through the power of suggestion. And that is why the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every thought, you must be able to cast it down. I need somebody to shout, "I cast down every thought, every imagination that Satan has introduced in my life." So when Jesus was attacked by Satan in the wilderness, he had to defend himself against clever suggestions. The suggestions of demons come in three categories. And that is what I want to share with you today. You must be aware of these three categories of satanic attack that comes to all of us. Number one, the suggestion to yield to fleshly desires. The suggestion to yield to fleshly desires. Luke chapter 4 verse 3. Satan came and told the Lord, our Lord Jesus, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Satan is constantly urging us with a voice to succumb to our flesh. Oh yes. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Repeat after me. Say, man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Your body is what houses you. And that body is not a weak thing. A lot of us, we fall trap to our fleshly desires. In 2024, after fasting, what is next? You must put your flesh under serious surveillance. And you must beat it. Paul said, I beat myself daily. Because the flesh will take more people to sin than Satan. Because Satan uses your flesh so that he can make you disobedient to Jesus. Jesus was hungry after 40 days of fasting. The devil urged him to follow his flesh. The voice that urges you to sleep on. You're supposed to wake up and go and work, but there's a voice telling you, lala kidogo. Daikatano, that's the flesh. The voice that urges you to break your fast. You remember when you were fasting? That voice that was telling you, don't fast or eat. That is a suggestion from Satan. The voice that tells you can be immoral. The voice that tells you can abuse. The voice that tells you that you can also not say sorry. The voice that tells you that you can also not forgive. That's a demonic voice that is affecting you because of your flesh. Somebody say flesh. So Satan, after we fast and pray and we feel spiritual, the first thing he comes to you to do is to suggest to you to accept to do what your flesh tells you to do. Number two, may you defeat your flesh. Yeah. Amen. How do you defeat your flesh? You beat it. Give me that scripture, please. I beat my flesh daily. I beat myself daily. But I discipline my body. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Your flesh feels like I want sex. Your flesh feels like I want. What do you want? Huh? And the feeling is strong. You must be able to bring your body to subjection. The Bible says, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. A lot of us are going to become disqualified because of the flesh. Satan wanted Jesus to follow his flesh. Akonanja, he is powerful. He is the Son of God. He can look at the bread and say, and the stone and say, become bread. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. The flesh will never tell you go to church. The flesh will never tell you go and pray. The flesh will never tell you open your Bible and read. The flesh will never tell you to forgive. The flesh will never tell you to submit to your husband. The flesh will never tell you to love your wife. Am I talking to somebody in the house? The flesh will never tell you to pay your tithes. The flesh will never tell you to. The flesh always wants you to gossip. The flesh wants you to talk about others. Tear other people down. That's the flesh. But Paul said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection when I have preached to others, I myself become disqualified. So after fasting, be careful about the feelings you have. Flesh is feelings. Oh, I don't feel like. We don't do things because we feel like. We do things because we must. I don't feel like going to work. Stay at home. God will send angels to pay your rent. That's a joke, by the way. Number two. The next suggestion is to worship and serve something other than God. The next temptation you're going to receive in this season is the temptation of worshiping and serving something other than God. This is a suggestion to choose the quick and easy route to your goal. This year, you see, it's not enough to pray. You must pray and plan. You must pray and have a vision. You must pray and have actions. But Satan will always suggest an easy way to achieving your goals. Luke chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. The devil said unto him, all power I will give thee. I will give him all this authority I will give you and their glory. For this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. And verse 7, therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. Countless Christians are urged to live for money, other earthly achievements. It is the voice of no other than Satan which urges us to spend our life, our time, our energy, our money on everything but God's work. Satan will not mind if you spend your money on politics. Satan will not mind if you spend your money on football. He will not mind if you spend money on cars and dinners and parties. But the moment you decide, I'm going to serve God with all my heart, Satan has a problem. Parents have problems when their children are in church. When their children were discoing all night, when their children were smoking weed in their rooms, they didn't have a problem. But once a child says, I am going to serve God, I'm going to live for God, all of a sudden, they have an issue and they have a problem. Why? Because Satan hates it when we decide to make God our only God. The second temptation that Satan wants you to have is to serve other gods. Worship other gods. And I want to tell somebody, anything that is more important to you than God is something that you are worshiping. Anything that you value more than God is something you are serving. And I want to submit to you, my brothers and sisters, you must serve something in this world. Can I repeat that again? You must serve something in this world. Some people say, I serve myself. You become a god to yourself. Some people say, I serve my nation. Your nation becomes a god. Some people say, I serve my dreams. Then your dreams become a god. But we were created to serve. We were created to worship. If you will not worship God, you will worship something. If you will not serve God, you will serve something. And I'm here to submit to you that after we pray and we fast, the next temptation is for you to worship and serve other gods. Money can be a god. Jesus told a parable and he finished by saying that man cannot serve two masters. He cannot serve God and serve money. That's what the Bible teaches us. No one can serve two masters. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and, oh, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You can't serve God and serve mammon. That's what the Bible tells us. The things that men value are often things that are not of God. Take note of this for your personal life. Perhaps men are urging you to do certain things, but God is urging you to die for him, to live for him. And we must have the character of Christ. Do you remember Peter? He went to Jesus and he said, no, you cannot die. You will not die. I'll be here. I'll stop them. And Jesus said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Because it was the power of suggestion. It is the power of suggestion. You have people in your communities, in your family, that are always suggesting to you, mtu afanyangi kila kitu kanisa. Mtu afanyangi kila kitu mungu. Suggestions. And what that is that Satan is trying to move your heart from God to other things. And I'm here today to tell you, in 2024, our year of active faith, if you want to see God, you must fix your eyes on Jesus. Oh, can I try this side? I say you must fix your eyes on Jesus. You must believe in the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to make wealth. You must say like Joshua, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. You must make God number one. There's a song I think they sing, number one. Jesus number one. Yeah. Jesus must become number one in your life. Jesus must become Lord of all, or Lord not at all. You must make a decision. Somebody said that it's okay for Jesus to be your savior, but is he the Lord of your life? Is he the one that rules, governs, controls your life? Is he the Lord? Is he sitting on the seat of lordship in your heart? Ladies and gentlemen, today I came to tell you, after this, what's next? Make God your Lord. After this, worship the Lord, the one and true God. Worship him alone. After this, serve the Lord. Serve God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your might. I want you to help me preach and look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, let's defeat Satan by loving God, serving God, worshiping God alone. I will not worship money. I will not worship my job. Some of you, you worship your job. Yes, you feel like your job is the ultimate. Some of us, we worship our wives. We worship our husbands. That even if your husband made a mistake, your life is finished. Nobody should ever make your life finished. Because your life is not in the hand of a man. Nobody should ever make your life finished. Am I talking to somebody in the house? Yeah. Nobody should finish you. I am finished. Now I'm no longer alive. Now he has cheated on me. I'm finished. Come on, somebody. Nobody should ever be finished because you are fired. If they take the job, God will give you another job. If they take your money, God will give you another money. You cannot put all your hope and all your trust in the arm of flesh. And Satan has made us come to a place where you think that if I don't have this job, I'm finished. If I don't have this man, I'm finished. If I don't have this woman, I'm finished. But I came with a word from the Lord. Thou shalt not serve any other god. Yeah. The Bible says, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Yes. Come on, somebody. I am here because of God. I'm going there because of God. I will remain alive because of God. No man has my life but God. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Number three. Sit down. Number three. Hey. Can we repeat after me? Say, you shall worship the Lord your God. I can't hear you. Say, you shall worship the Lord your God. And him only you shall serve. Many years ago, all right, I was living in Kayole. Okay? Me and my parents, we were not seeing eye to eye. You know, we had our challenge. And I moved out and I went to live in Kayole. I left my mother's house with a bag. Not even any. Then a friend of mine called Dennis, he's a pastor now, he felt so pity of me. For me or of me or whatever. And then he gave me $100. And I walked to Kayole. I went to my friend's house. He used to have the spring bed and two mattresses on it. So he removed one mattress. He placed it on the floor. He said, you sleep on the spring bed. I'll sleep on the floor. And we started. I was out in that house for over a year. Never saw my dad. Never saw my mom for that year. No supply from anybody. So I remember my friend John was the first person to talk to me. And I told him, hey, brother, I've started living here, blah, blah, blah. So he sent me $100. That time, $100 was so much. I bought a bed. This guy. I bought a bed. I bought a meko. I bought shopping for like a month. And then I wrote him another email. I said, the money is finished. And he was kind. He sent another $100. But then I told him, my school fees is coming up for my college. And he wrote back, he said, I'll pay for you. But that was the last email. The last email for over maybe 5 or almost 5 to 6 years. Or 4 years. Never spoke to me again. It seemed like my heart moved from trusting in God. I started trusting in him. I started believing him that he's going. This guy, he kept quiet. He said he'll pay, but he never paid. Never spoke to me. Shut down completely. I couldn't reach him. I couldn't hear him. Nothing. Until when God trained my heart to look up to him. The day I looked up to him, he started communicating with me. All my heart changed and my eyes were now on Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, my brother, You do not survive because you are employed. Let me try. You do not live well because you have a husband or have a wife. No. God, the one we worship and the one we live for, he's the one who takes care of us. And I'm telling you, 2024, don't fall for the temptation of worshiping and serving other gods. Whether you have a job or not, he'll take care of you. Oh yes, I believe it. What I need to do is to give my heart and my life to him 100% and live for him. If they fire you, don't cry in the house. Now what am I going to do? You'll do what you used to do when you didn't have that job. You will wait on the Lord. Somebody needs to lift up your hand and say, Lord, I believe in you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I serve you. Some of you think, oh, if I pay my tithes, oh, I'm going to collapse. That's a suggestion from hell. Oh, Lord, if I give my 1,000 to Rose, what am I going to eat this afternoon? You will eat. I don't know how, but you will eat. You never become poor because you gave. That voice speaking to you is a demonic voice that is trying to make you think that you need to support yourself. You need to help yourself. You cannot help yourself. You cannot support yourself. You need help from God and help, support from God. Look for 5 people and tell them, we shall serve God. We shall live for God. Number three, and the last one. Glory to God. The last suggestion that the enemy was giving to Jesus after fasting. Can you imagine? After fasting, you have been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. The first thing is an attack from Satan. Some of you think that Satan now has gone on holiday, is now coming near. You are fasted. I greet you. Amosi. Ati sasa shetani amekuacha. We ni nani? Amekuacha. Ati unajua nimekuwa nikifast. Shetani ananione 18. He is closer to you now more than ever. Because your spirit is open. Your spirit is alive. So he would like to mislead you by the power of suggestion. That is why if you have friends who suggest to you negative things, leave them. Suggestion is more powerful than you ever think. There are people around you, they keep saying negative things. They keep talking about negatively about the church and they're still your friends. They talk negatively about the word of God. They talk negatively about the kingdom of God. They talk negatively about life. They talk negatively about marriage. They talk about negatively about parenting. They talk negatively about everything. Brother, you don't need to hear a voice from God. You just need to shut those people down by disconnecting yourself. You cannot be the dumping ground for negativity. Can I talk to somebody in here? The devil uses the power of suggestion. Repeat after me. Say, the devil uses the power of suggestion. Because words are seeds. All right? Words are seeds. And once the words have been sown in you, it can take 10, it can take 15 years, they will grow. Once somebody tells you, oh, marriage has come, and you laugh, ha, 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 ha. It will take 15 years for that word to germinate into a full tree. And then now, whatever was sown in your heart becomes a big problem for you. Don't accept people to just say things around you. Tell them, shut up. Don't accept to keep watching things around you. It's called the power of suggestion. And the devil is everywhere, speaking all the time. Oh, yes. Number three and the last one. The suggestion to misuse the gifts and the blessings of God. Luke 4, 9 and verse 10. The Bible says then he brought him to Jerusalem. The suggestion to misuse gifts. Gifts. And blessings. God has given you gifts and blessings. And Satan wants you to misuse them. The Bible says, look at your neighbor next to you who looks like they are lost. They don't understand where they came and where they are and what they are doing here. And tell them the Bible says. Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. Ah, Jerusalem. Ah, where omba is o chukua fuliza zote, Mungu atakusort. There is grace. There is mercy. Hey. Si hata Mungu anajua unataka promotion. We lala na yeye. Si utaoga. Si hata Mungu anaelewa. Ama mjui like tunasema mnakaa ni kama mjui. May God forgive you. May God forgive you because you are pretending. Pretenders in the church. May God have mercy on you. You are pretending you don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, you want a promotion. God has given me the gift of computer. I can steal money from this bank. Hata Mungu anaelewa, si nitapeleka tithe. Tithe ndio hii. Wewe kula, si hata Mungu anaona uko na shida. I think more of you are guilty on that one. Throw yourself down. God will come and live. Go. Verse 10. It says what? Verse 10. For it is written. It is written. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. My. This is the devil. He's quoting scriptures. The devil can quote more scriptures than you. Where are you doing script? Oh, now you're to John 3:16. Hata hiyo John 3:16 unasemanga awaguka who is in heaven. Our Father who art, hiyo tu ndo no unajua tu hata prayer ujui. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not die but perish and have everlasting life. Hey, look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, Satan knows scriptures more than you. He shall keep his angels charge over you. And you have all these voices speaking to you and telling you and trying to, you know, help you to camouflage whatever it is that you want to do and etc. But Jesus had the power to use the gift to protect himself. He was going to misuse this power at the suggestion of demons. Certainly, he refused. This common category of suggestion seeks to make you misuse whatever God has placed in your hand. God has given you some of spiritual gifts, callings, money, education, contacts, power, even influence. And most people with these gifts from God misuse them. Satan cleverly suggests that we use our God-given blessing or anything other than the will of God. This is why many blessed Christians do not support the work of God, do not give themselves to the work of God wholeheartedly, but they support their own lives. All right? This also explains why many men of God have deviated from the call and misuse the gift of God. The power of suggestion seems weak and insignificant, but this is the principal access route of demons. Demons will suggest to you through TV, through social media, through friends. You must be sensitive enough to know that Satan is speaking through this person. Satan is speaking through TikTok. Satan is speaking through this. I mean, they brought in the issue of gay through suggestion. Gayism, it's being suggested to your children. Lesbianism, LGBTQ, Y, Z, is being brought into our suggestion like it is normal, it is okay. It's on Cocomelon, isn't it? It's on every movie on Netflix. Oh yeah, I was just getting ready to watch this movie. I wasn't sure it was matata mbaya. And this kagal decides I'm going for swimming. And the next thing, they are trying to have sex with another woman. And I was like, aish. Hata ijaanza, hata si dakika kumi. Unajua ile ikisha enda huko ma 45 minutes, hata unashindwa kuacha, unasema, ah, watu washindwe. Alafu unaendelea kuona. But this one, it has just started. It's the power of suggestion. It's in cartoons, it's in movies, it's in on TikTok. It's everywhere. It's a demonic strategy to introduce a demon in our lives. And you can be even as straight can be. But because of entertaining the thing, you are entertaining it. I don't think there is something wrong with it. Before we know it, jamam handsome. Ungeolewa tu na msichana mmoja hapa tu muoane. Umeshaanza kusumbua wanaume wa church. I bind that devil. Msichana mzuri, murembo, ungeolewa na one of our men here. But kazi yako ni kuambia other ladies, you also like their lips. I bind that devil. I come against the power of suggestion. Don't play around with the power of suggestion. The power of suggestion is so powerful. That is why a lot of people in the church today, and I want to ask you a question. Why do you think tithing, why do you think serving is such a thing that is attacked in the church? Because it is a powerful thing. And Satan has been suggesting to you, you don't have to do anything in the church. Me, I'm just a good Christian. I come, I warm the bench, I sit. I don't have to join even a harvest group. I don't have to be in a harvest group. Why? Because me, ajangu ni church. Me na worship. Sijenda kujua mtu. It's a suggestion. It's a suggestion that is entering you pole pole, and it has made your heart hard. Because Satan knows there is power in tithing, there is power in giving, there is power in serving, there is power in giving your time, your resources, your education, everything that God has given to you, there is power in you using it for God. And so he has been suggesting to you, you don't have to. No, you can't spend all your day in the church. You can do this. You can also have family life. You can also do this. You can also do that. And it, slowly but surely, your heart is drawn farther and farther and farther and farther away from God. And before we know it, you are backslidden. The power of suggestion. I want to conclude by saying, you must choose between right and wrong thinking. That is why the Bible teaches that you must think about certain things. By the way, the Bible says you must control what you think about. Yeah. The mind is the battlefield for your soul. The mind is the battlefield for your soul. When the wrong thoughts, even as I'm preaching, some people are having bad thoughts, others are having good thoughts, others are thoughtless. But when wrong thoughts become established in your mind, you suffer from deception and delusions. Satan then uses these delusions to destroy you. So it is important, my brothers and sisters, to constantly cast down imaginations that are contrary to the will of God. If a thought comes to you, tells you are poor, cast it down. Don't agree with it. If a thought comes and tells you are gay, cast it down. Don't agree with it. If a thought comes to you and says God can never use somebody like you, cast it down. Don't agree with it. Don't buy the product. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The weapon of our warfare is not guns and bullets and swords, but it is spiritual. It's not carnal. So you must also control the pattern of your thinking. Guess what? Dang! Guess what? Announcement! 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 Guess what? Oh, you're not sure you want to. Do you? I'm asking, guess what? God will not choose thoughts for you. God will not decide how you think. He wants you to control the pattern of your thinking. He wants you to control the pattern of your thinking. 2024. Control the pattern of your thinking. Oh, good news. I have a reference point for the type of things I should think about. Why? Because thoughts are like birds. They are flying. But you cannot allow them to build a nest on your head. The moment you allow the bird to build a nest on your head, it is the acceptance of the thought into your spirit. And that is where distraction comes. You can think. You can think, ooh. You can think. It's like Wambia, what I have thought. But it can stop there and you can say, no, that's not a godly thought. Yeah. You can even think, I'm finished. But then you hold it and say, I can never be finished. You can even have a thought of, guy, sasa, ndio yo offering yangu, ndio yo imeenda. Sasa, ntafanya nini? Then you say, no, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down, shaken together and running over. I mean, you have to learn how to stop the thought from entering your heart. So Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Amen. Is the test that your thought must pass. Brothers and sisters, as I bring to a close my submission, these are the things that you must think about. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Those are the things you should be thinking about. I don't believe that poverty is a good thing. I don't believe that sickness is a good thing. Have I ever told you of a story of a man who had a pimple on his face, and when people asked him, what is that? He used to say, this is my cancer. And it's a true story. Guess what killed that man? The pimple turned into cancer. And he died. Don't be saying my sickness. Ulizaliwa na hiyo sickness ulikuja nayo. Don't accept it. Think about things that are noble. Noble things. Noble. Give me another version. Maybe it can explain to them better. The Bible says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, something that is honorable, something that is right, something that is pure, lovely, admirable. Think about things that are excellent and things that are worthy of praise. I want you to repeat after me. Say, I'm not a dumping ground of nonsense, of useless things. Things that are praiseworthy. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A thought can come to you, Sue, that will tell you, what if I lose this baby? Bind that thought. That's not your thought. You are supposed to think of your baby jumping around in the house. Oh, yes. Why are you thinking, what if I don't pay school fees? Who told you will not pay school fees? Think about, I need to finish my school fees payment. I shall pay the school fees. The thought is not, what if it cannot happen? The thought is, what if it happens? When it happens. That is why I told you, we are not praying, oh Lord, help us to finish the church. The prayer is, Lord, I thank you that the church is complete. Lord, I thank you because my car is changing. I'm Dagio. Lord, I thank you because I'm living in my own house. Lord, I thank you because I'm married. Lord, I thank you because I love my spouse. These are the things that the Bible calls us to think about. Three things that the enemy wants to bring into your life. He wants you to yield to your fleshly desires. He wants to suggest to you to worship and serve something other than God. And finally, he wants you to misuse the gifts and the blessings of God. But brothers and sisters, we'll defeat him because of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. That these are the things that we shall think about. Hallelujah. Don't look at your spouse and say, what if he's cheating on me? Na umekuwa mwazimu juu hiyo kitu. Akifungua simu uko. Alafu nasema, Anita ni nani? Why do you think evil about others? That's the power of a demonic suggestion. And in 2024, we defeat it. Rise up on your feet and give the Lord a clap offering. Come on, give him praise, give him glory. Wonderful. Why don't you pray for your heart that, Lord, I want to be a noble thinker. I want to be an honorable thinker. I want to think of these things. Tell the devil, I cast out every imagination, every kind of thought that you are trying to sow into my heart against my life, against my church, against my everything in the name of Jesus. Makatolama shandalaba. Open your mouth, pray.
Is on you.
Yes.
The author of my faith. Cast, casting aside every sin and every weight. I fix my eyes on you.
I lay my burdens down.
Letting the cares of this world now face away.
Oh yes, one thing.
One thing I seek, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord, my King. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this whole.
Come on, pray for your heart, the Lord. Help me. Yes.
One thing I seek that I may dwell in your house, so Lord my King. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this holy place.
One more time, I fix my eyes on you,
the author of my faith, casting aside every sin and every weight. I fix my eyes on you, I lay my body. This one thing I ask, this one thing I seek, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord my King. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty.
Why don't you lift up your voice to him and tell him, Lord, I want to live for you. I want to worship you alone. I want to pray that you will give me the strength to defeat Satan and his voice in the name of Jesus. That I will overcome him. I will overcome the power of suggestions. I will win over him in the name of Jesus. For it is not by power, yes. It's not by mind,
yes.
But by your spirit.
Amen.
Every suggestion that we have allowed Satan to suggest to us and we have accepted it,
yes.
We uproot it now.
Yes.
We uproot it now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. And we give you glory. And everybody say the amen.
Amen.
Shout a better amen.
Amen.
Why don't you clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise? Oh, yes. Why don't you
look? God bless you for listening to this sermon today. Visit our YouTube channel at Jimmy Masharia for more video messages and follow us on our social media platforms, Jimmy Masharia on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember to stay on top, because that is where you and I do belong.